Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact Income. Thanks for joining me on the show today. We're going to cover a pretty cool principle. I've covered some in the past, but I just want to make sure that it really sinks in the power of creating a story. And when I first learned this, I didn't get the full power behind it. And yes, it's as simple as it sounds. What you do, if you're not creating the lifestyle that you want, if you don't have the home of your dreams, the relationship of your dreams, the income of your dreams, the impact of what it is that you're desiring, then I know that it's the story in your head. Because psychologically, what we are living right now is a compilation of all of our stories added up. That's it. And what do I mean by story? I mean your thought processes, your belief systems, your interpretation of life. So when I started off before I was a coach, my story was not very fun. It was, I've got to work really hard. I'm going to ruin relationships just like my parents. I am got to struggle with addiction. I've got to do all these things. I've got to work super hard. It's tough to hold on to money. I can't afford things. That was my story. And so as I started to actually go out and try to live my life, my story was true because that was a compilation of everything that I believed. So how did I first start to change? Well, honestly, it was very simple. I got out a piece of paper. And this was, I think, in 2014. And I first learned the power of story. I was like, wow, I'm going to change my story. Well, if that's as easy as it gets. So I wrote out a new story. Now, when you're writing out your new story, I want you to think about a couple things. Number one, the wording is very important because how you write it will actually be how it will manifest. So I want you to write your story. Now, I did many sections, many segments. So I had a story about my relationship with my spouse. I wrote a new story about my business that was struggling. And I wrote it as if it was already succeeding, as if I already had created six figures, as if I was making an impact, as if I was enrolling people. I wrote my story about anything that I struggled with, I would write the opposite of. So for me, it was really tough to connect to my wife with communicating and talking. So I wrote as if it was the best thing in the world. And I wrote my story. I was like, oh, I'm so thankful and grateful now that it's 2015. So I'd write a year out. And I'm so thankful and grateful now that, and you write what has happened as if it already did. I'm so thankful and grateful now that I love to communicate with my spouse. We just had the most amazing intimate discussion where we connected. I was able to listen. I felt so engaged and she felt so fulfilled. It was one of the best experiences of our life. And I continued and everything I wanted in a relationship, I wrote it as if it already had happened. Then I wrote about finances and I said, oh, I'm so thankful and grateful that this year has been so amazing. Creating six figures was so much fun. It came way easier than I ever thought. And I was able to communicate to people. I learned so much about the enrollment process and how to help people. And everyone I enrolled got 10 times the results that they expected. It was phenomenal. And so I wrote out my story of my business, of the impact I was going to make or that I did make. And I'll tell you what, did every little detail of my story manifest? No, some things manifested in a different way that I didn't even expect. But I did create the income, and I do have an amazing spouse, and I do have amazing lifestyle. And it started with story. So I want you to write out your story. Write out exactly what it is that you desire, that you're passionate about, that you want to create. Create your ideal lifestyle and make it your story. Then, if you want to take it to the next level, read it every morning and every night. Right when you wake up, within the first 15 minutes and right before you go to bed within the first 15 minutes. What this does is it creates a subconscious story for you, and it gets into your subconscious right before you go to bed. The last 15 minutes and the right before you wake up, it has been proven that what you focus on in the last 15 minutes and when you and the 15 minutes after you wake up is what your brain starts to process the most throughout the day and throughout the night. So do this. If this is your true story, then drill it in your subconscious, read it. And I even got to the point where I recorded myself on audio, reading it passionately. And anytime I felt down, I would listen to it. So I want you to go do this. Go put this in practice. And I promise you, if you recreate your story, you will see massive results. The trick is to keep at it. When you have a downtime, your temptation will be like, oh, my story sucks. This isn't even real. What's the point? No, that's the test, when it's like, that is the most important time to keep your story in your head and drill it and drill it. And if you can last 90 days doing this, you're going to manifest miracles in your life. Cool? Awesome. Go test this out. Go try it. It'll be one of the best things you do. Thanks for joining me. Tyler Watson here. If you haven't plugged into our stuff, be sure and do so. TheFreedomCatalyst.com or Impact with the number 2, income.com. And we'll see you on the next show.